The KA4 Junior Lights will start the third round of heats for us here at Circuit. Mark Webber, Theodore Levanes is on the pole in the 8 cart. Jessica Morris in the 73 starts from position number 2. Preston Bruce in the 86. Mia Bolton in the 23. Blake Motby in the 27. Grace Gilbert's in the 20. Thomas Sargent in the 47. Lachlan Lawson in the 15. Bailey Sweeney in the 3. Charles McLansborough in the 7. Then it's Luke Ryan in the P5, the P25 of Thomas McLeod. And I think that's Josh Staples in the P4. We're away in racing, down into turn one, and it's Morris who gets the best of the jump. Stacks on the mill further back as we've got spinners in a number of positions. And I think that might be the... No, it's not the Sergeant cart that has come off the circuit. It's the 86, I think, of Preston Bruce. As they work their way round the top of the circuit now, your race leader is Jessica Morris in the 73 cart. Morris into the pit turn as they work their way. Three wide onto the start finish straight. Bolton is ahead of Levanes, who's got Sargent right there in fourth position. Back further still to Lawson. Sweeney is the next car through with McLansborough, Gilbert, Motby. Then it's back to Ryan, McLeod, Bruce, and Bruce will round out the running order. Side by side is the battle of second, and it's Levanes who gets back ahead of Bolton as they came off the top turn that time. Morris, Levanes, now it's Sargent with Bolton in fourth. Sargent side by side into the turn two, and Sargent now up into second position. So in the two heats so far, we've seen some interesting running with the first heat. Thomas Sargent taking the victory over Theodore Levanes by 14 seconds in an eventful clash. Then in heat number two, it was once again Sargent who took the victory by 1.9 seconds over Jessica Morris. So Morris finds herself behind Sargent again as Sargent makes the move going into the turn number one. So Morris, Sargent, Morris, Levanes, then it's back to Bolton, Lawson, round out the top five as they all head around the top of the circuit now. Then it's back to Sweeney and McLansborough, who are having a battle of their own. Further back then to Gilbert and Motby in the 20 and the 27. Then it's Ryan McLeod in the 5 and 25P, who come across that start-finish line towards the tail end of the field. And Bruce rounds out the runners in the 86 card after that spin in lap number one. So as the leader heads across the start finish line, Thomas Sargent continues to lead by 1.1 second now. There. Sargent, Morris, Levanes, Bolton. Your top four. Sargent pulling away to a 1.7 second lead now. Morris has got a 3-cart length advantage over the third place runner. Three wide once again, further back in the pack, and it's the 25 of McLeod that gets the best of it. So across the start-finish line, it's Thomas, Sargent, Jessica Morris, Theodore Levains, then it's Mia Bolton, Lachlan Lawson. McLansborough has made the pass on Sweeney with Motby now in eighth position. McLeod, Ryan getting past Grace Gilbert with Bruce, the final runner on the circuit. In fact, that looks like Luke Ryan is the final runner on the circuit. So Thomas Sargent completing lap number 8. His fastest lap of the race, a 34.498 in the Tegra Australia Cosmic Kart, the IAME engine. It's the battle for second now with Morris and Levains as they head around past the Turn 8 shed and into Turn 9 as they come off the top turns now. Levains just a little bit too far back as the leader takes the white flag. So, Sergeant, Morris, Levains, Bolton, then it's Lawson, McLansborough is the next cart through. Motby in the 27. Bailey Sweeney is then in the... it's McLeod ahead of Bailey Sweeney. Then Luke Ryan has just gone through in the 5. Then it's Sweeney, Bruce and Gilbert. Checkered flag at the ready and Sargent will take the victory. Sargent from Levains, Morris, Bolton, Lawson held the top 5 completing the run. Then it's McLansborough in the 7 cart. That's the Mercure Motorsport entry. He had dramas in heat number 2, so it was good to see him get to the checkered flag this time. Motby, McLeod. Then it's the... that's the 4 of Staples. Then it's Gilbert, Sweeney, Bruce. And so that would mean that Ryan in the 5 is the final card home. So an interesting KA4, heat number 3 to kick things off here in the third round of the Southern Stars series. The KA4 Junior Heavies, heat number 3 out on the circuit. Nicholas Caruso in the 13 will start from the pole. Taylor Harness in the 48 out of position number 2. Stasha Stefanovic in the 67 out of 3. Taylor Chancellor in the 21. Then it's Michaela Boots in the 14. Josh Bianchi in the 88. Jacob Collins in the 24. Mitchell Phipps in the 11. Chloe Cozzi in the 71. Jaden Balding in the 16. William Shamar in the P22. Now Nicholas Monteiro and Jack Place not out on the circuit as yet. Well, Place is out there in the P, but we haven't seen Pantiero. So we'll see how that shapes out here. In heat number 1, the victory was taken by Jaden Balding from Phipps and Stefanovic after Bianchi and Pantiero, along with Caruso, all had dramas. In heat 2, it was Harness from Chancellor Cozzi. Caruso finished in 4th, but again, it was Pantiero, Stefanovic and Collins that time that were in having a difficult race. In Heat 3, Caruso and Harness. Harness gets the jump off the start, moves Caruso to the grass as they head into turn number 1, and then spins out of contention. Is she unable to get that car fired again? I don't know. Caruso in the 13 will lead the way from Taylor Chancellor in the 21. Next car through, I think, is Stefanovic, and Chancellor is stuck in the kitty litter as another cart just getting themselves out of the grass after that turn 1 incident there. So Caruso, Chancellor, then it's Stefanovic, 1, 2 and 3. They head into the first turn once again through turn 2 and into the S's, and Caruso, Chancellor, Stefanovic have just got a little bit of a bridge between Bianchini in the 88. Chloe Cozzi's in the 71 as now Chancellor looks to make the move up the inside of Caruso, and Chancellor will take the lead. So Taylor Chancellor to the front, because Caruso thought about trying to make the move back into the pit turn, but then pulled back into the wheel tracks. And Chancellor leads the way from Caruso, Stefanovic, Cosi, Bianchi, Dramas there for Boulding. So Boulding, the leaders head through the dip and up the back straight once again. As they're side by side, Caruso retakes the lead from Chancellor. Chancellor on the exit will take the spot once again. So Chancellor through the pit turn, and Chancellor's off the circuit now. So Caruso will be a new race leader. Cosi, then Stefanovic. Chancellor back to fourth. No, make that fifth as Bianchi has got through as well. Then it's Boulding, Collins, Boots. Then it's back to place. Phipps, Schmar. As they work their way around the top of the circuit. As they work their way down the pit straight, it's Caruso who continues to lead from 71, Cosi. Then it's Stefanovic, Bianchi and Chancellor. Oh, a bit of contact there between Caruso and Cosi as they came up over the rise. As nose-to-tail contact, as Stefanovic, Bianchi, Chancellor continue their battle for third, fourth and fifth positions. Fastest lap of the race, Caruso with a 36.5. They head through the pit turn. It's still Caruso leading the way in the 13 car. Cosi sits back in second. Bianchi, Stefanovic, Chancellor. Back then to Boulding, who's got a gap between himself and Boots. Then Phipps, Place, Schmar, rounding out the running order. As the race leaders head into the pick turn once again, Cosi has made the pass round the top turns, and Cosi is your new race leader. Chloe Cosi with a lap, fastest lap of the race, a 36.212. The least to race, arrow of Chloe Cosi leading the way from Nicholas Caruso in the 13. Bianchi, Stefanovic and Chancellor running back there in third, fourth and fifth place. Then it's Boulding, Collins now up into seventh. Behind him is Boots, Phipps, Place and Schmar. Across the start-finish line, Caruso takes the lead back from Cosi as they've completed 7 of 10 laps here in heat number 3. It'll be the 13 card of Nicholas Caruso, who has Cosi closing in along the service potential back straight as Cosi just stays in the wheel tracks for the moment. The two Lithgow drivers out in front. Caruso in the Birrell. Cosi in the Arrow, leading the way as they come across the start-finish line to complete lap 8. Cosi to the inside of Caruso. Caruso tries to hang tough on the outside and Cosi will take the lead. Through the S's this time, Cosi doesn't get any advantage there, and Cosi will have Caruso still right on the back bumper of the 71 card. The least to race, number 71, leading the way from the Tiger Trays, UKS 13 of Caruso, as they come off the top turn for the penultimate time. It's Caruso, Cosi, then it's back, a gap to Bianchi, Stefanovic and Chancellor still having a battle of their own for third, fourth and fifth positions. Cosi is your leader as she heads into the S's for the final time. Chloe Cosi in the 71 leading the way up over the rise. A bit of a break now between herself and Caruso. The gap, 3 cart lengths as they hit the top of the circuit. Cosi looks like she has done enough, but Caruso has closed up the gap once again. It's nose to tail here into the pit turn for the final time. And Chloe Cosi leads them through the kink and across. across the start finish line. It's Chloe Cozzi who takes the victory from Nicholas Caruso. Back there to Bianchi, Stefanovic and Chancellor. Further back then to Boulding in the 16. Then it's Collins further still back to Phipps. Then it's Boots, Place and Schmar will round it. Oh, a spinner. So we've got the... It looks like it's, who is it, the 22nd, the 22, so Schmar ahead of Place, who gets himself out of the cart. And I don't think he's realised the race has ended, because he's jumped over the fence, and we'll just have to jump back now that everyone's headed to the pit lane. So KO4 Junior Heavies, Heat 3, Chloe Cozzi taking a hard-fought win. KO4 Senior Heavy with Stephen Rolfe, the winner of both heats so far, starting on the pole. 79 is Peter O'Mealy from Grenfell. Glenn Williams in the 57, Scott Radman in the 22. The 33 is James Nola, 88 is George Thompson. The 95 is Chris Feely, and the 47 is Adam Riley. Looking for a start here this time by, and it's a good even start. Looks like the pole sitter Rolf might have the advantage over O'Mealy. Locks up in front of the field, and four, five carts all spinning off down into turn number one. It's going to make it easy for Rolf now, who's got a huge advantage over the 47 of Adam Riley. He looks over his shoulder to see if there's anyone left, and Chris Feely is sitting back there in third place. Now, Feely has finished second in the two previous heats, and that is going to mean that we should have a good battle here between Riley and Feely towards the end of the race. So as Rolf comes across the line, here's Feely now looking to the inside of Riley, and Feely will take the spot. So Chris Feely in the deadly cart moves up, and Riley into the back of Feely now coming off the S's. There's a spin down here into the pit turn, gathering it back up O'Mealy. So that's O'Mealy's second spin of the race. Stephen Rolf is your race leader. He's leading by 1.9 seconds, and Rolf leading the way, sets the fastest lap of the race. Rolf, 37.512. Stephen Rolf over Christopher Feely. Feely in the 95 is 2.3 seconds back off. Riley not letting Feely get away. In fact, Riley goes around at the top of the circuit and gets back past Feely. So Riley back up to second. Feely in third. Then this huge back gap back to the 33 of Nola. Thompson in fifth. He'll be hoping to be able to keep ahead of Williams and also the 22 of Ratman. Scott Ratman, normally one of the fastest drivers in the state, but he has had a disastrous weekend so far. Only a one-third place finish to talk about so far this weekend. And Ratman has just set the fastest lap of the race with a 36.994. So Riley is driving away from Feely here. It's Orange dominating once again, and the KA4 Senior Heavies. Rolf in the 17, Riley in the 47, Feely in the 95, and Nola is running in fourth position in the 33. Now Thompson in the 88 runs in fifth place. Ratman, Williams, and O'Mealy unfortunately is... Well, he's going across the line now, but some 28 seconds behind the leader. So he'll be a chance of going a lap down here in the course of this race. A move by Ratman up the inside of George Thompson will take the spot. And Ratman in the 22 moves to fifth position. Thompson now under pressure from Williams. Rapman to the inside now of Nola. And Rapman back to fourth position. So our leader is still Stephen Rolfe. Three heat races he has led so far. And in two of them, have been on the final lap. He's just set the fastest lap of the race now, 36.616. Adam Riley in the 47. Feely in the 95. Now it's Rapman who leads the next pack of carts in the 22, ahead of Nola in the 33. Thompson in the 88. And then it's Williams, who's still yet to get past Thompson, and O'Mealy rounding out the field. So, Rolfe pulling away at the front after seven laps of racing. He has got a 3.5-second lead. Riley in the 47, then it's Feely in the 95. Still, Riley and Feely battling it out for that second position. Thompson to the inside of the 33. Nolan and Thompson, and Thompson makes the pass. So, George Thompson up into fifth position. A big jump onto the ripple strip there by your race leader, Stephen Rolfe. Now, I think he has just caught Peter O'Mealy, who is spinning in the pit turn, and that has put him off his line. O'Mealy is trying to clear that cart away from the turn, but he is not able to do so just yet. Gordon Cooper going out there to give him a hand. And now that cart being cleared away. But that put the leader off his line, and he took a heap of ripple strip there, kicked the cart up into the air, and probably lucky not to have dislodged the chain or done any damage. Rolfe, that's all coming up for the 17, the Shoestring Racing entry today, as he is continuing to lead by 4.3 seconds. Riley from Orange ahead of Feely in the Deadly cart. So the Arrow staying ahead of the Deadly for the moment as they're on their final lap of the race. Race leader heads down towards the checkered flag. He cruises it home and takes the victory. Riley home in second, Feely in third. Then you go back. Oh, Stacks on the Mill up at the top of the circuit. I think that's Thompson involved in that incident. So Rapman will come home in fourth. Thompson, who was up into fifth, has dropped back to about eighth place. And it'll be Nola, Williams and Thompson who round out the running order. So an interesting way to conclude the KA4 Senior Heavies Heat number 3 here at Circuit Mark Webber. And we've got more racing tomorrow, don't forget. Heat 4 and the finals all to come still tomorrow here in the third round of the Southern Star Series. KA3, Senior Heavy Heat number 3 out on the circuit. Blake Sinedro is on the pole with Jared Prenegast in the 69. Brendan Shea in the 10, Jack Dare in the 11. Nicholas Cooley's in the 5, Mick Linsell in the 84, and Jamie Prenegast in the 23 rounds out the running order. It's been an interesting day's racing in the KA3 so far. We've seen Nicholas Cooley take Heat 1 from Linsell and Prenegast. Then in Heat 2, it was Dare, who showed a lot of pace in Heat 1, but had dramas ahead of Nicholas Cooley and Jamie Prenegast, with Mick Linsell in 4th position. So as we come to Heat 3, Sinedro has not been on the pace at all this weekend, but perhaps he can turn it around with a front row start. Jared Prenegast in the 69 also has had his share of dramas today. We'll see how it all pans out. They're coming to the start-finish line extremely quick. Starter, no, he's not happy with that. They were three wide. Nicholas Cooley just trying to get his wheels almost onto the grass, trying to make a run, but The starter had already decided that they were too fast as they approached the line. So it's showing that the sheep station is up for grabs in this race, the way they were trying to start that time. Race leader, the pole sitter, Blake Sinadro. See if he is going to be asked to slow it down this time down the pit straight. So, K3, senior heavy, heat number 3. We'll be back tomorrow with all the heat 4 action and the final. Looks a lot better this time. They get to the acceleration line and they're racing. Sinadro and Prendergast. Prendergast around the outside will have the advantage. Sinadro goes round and into the kitty litter. I don't think you'll get it out from there. So Prendergast now in the 69 leads the way. It's Jamie Prendergast in the 23 who runs in second position. Then it's back to Shea. Dare's back there as well with Cooley behind him. Then it's Linsell at the back of the field. So the yellow is out as they head down towards the pit turn for the first time. And it is a big advantage for the 69 of Jared Prendergast. Second place is now Nicholas Cooley as Jared Prendergast gets caught one out and about three back now as he is shuffled through the field. Dare is up to third position. Then it's Shea. Prendergast slots back in behind him with Linsell rounding out the field. So Jared Prendergast is your leader. And the Griffith driver has got a 0.7 advantage across the line. It looks like it might have opened up slightly here as they complete lap number 2. The gap now is, it's 0.4 of a second. It's closed. It looked like it was bigger from my point of view, but the times say this gap is only about 3 card lengths. They head up the service potential back straight once again and into the top turns, and now they definitely have Constantina together. All 3 drivers at the front of the field. Prendergast, Cooley and Dare are battling it out. Dare, good move. Big dive up the inside into turn number 1. And he has got the pit turn. And he has got up into second position following Nicholas Cooley's lead. And Cooley is now your new race leader. Dare, fastest lap of the race, a 43.301. He now tries to make a move on the outside of the service potential, back straight, side by side, Cooley and Dare, and Cooley will hold on to the lead for the moment. So Nicholas Cooley, through the pit turn as your leader in cart number 5. The 11, the Rollo Sand and Gravel of Jack Dare, is back there in second spot. Now the 2 Prendergast carts coming together. And Jared Prendergast, he just was caught side by side with Jamie Prendergast. And I think it was Brendan Shea who just absolutely nailed him in the back. So it's Cooley Dare, first and second. Now third place, I think, will be Jamie Prendergast with Shea. And then back to Linsell. Now, it was Linsell that got into the back of Jared Prendergast that time. It certainly staved in his nose cone quite noticeably there. So, Nicholas Cooley, Jack Dare, first and second. They're still not able to battle for position just yet, as the race leaders head through the pit turn once again. Dare has got the straightaway speed. He goes up the inside of Cooley, and it is a new race leader, Jack Dare. His last lap, a fastest lap of the race, a 33.895. So Jack Dare in the 11 cart from Wagga is your new race leader. From Goulburn, Nicholas Cooley runs in second position. Then it's back to third, Jamie Prendergast in the 23. Further back there, Brendan Shea, Mick Linsell, Jared Prendergast rounding out the running order. as the leaders through the dip and up onto the back straight. It's the service potential back straight, and Dare is pulling away. A half a second gap last time by. It looks like it has opened up a bit further this time by, as Dare leading from Cooley. Now Jamie Prenegast, 0.4 of a second further back, and Jamie Prenegast in trouble now. So Prenegast will lose some ground as the 23, the Prendies Autos MAA Tyres cart, still holds on to third position, but as yet hasn't been able to make too much of an appreciation on the front two. Dare is your leader, Cootley in second. It's the white flag out here in the KA3 Senior Heavies, heat number three. Dare and Cooley. Dare and Cooley through the dip for the final time. Dare has the advantage and doesn't look like he'll be headed from there. So Jack Dare to take his second victory. Jack Dare takes the win. Cooley comes home in second. Prenegast in third. Then it's Shea, Linsell, and Prenegast. As we get set now for the KA3 Juniors, Finlay Allen will start at the front in the junior performance cart. That's the Capital Aircraft Services. Nicholas Caruso in the 3. Zach Van Zanten in the 72. Will Longmore in the 13. Bailey Sweeney in the 8. The 63 is Jeremy Hodges. 48 is Taylor Harness, and the 47 is Thomas Sargent. As Finlay Allen brings them round. Away and racing. Allen gets away cleanly. And around again. So the second time in a row, Finlay Allen has spun himself out into turn number one. Caruso is your race leader from the 13 of Will Longmore. Side by side into the dip and up onto the back straight. So the service potential back straight sees Will Longmore leading the way as they go past the turn 8 shed and come off the top turns now. Longmore finds Caruso up the inside now, and a good pass by Caruso. Sergeant who's made the pass there in the Euro Oz. Tegra Australia, number 47. So Sergeant is your race leader at the end of lap number one. There's dramas there for the 72 of Zach Van Zanten, who's regained his position. He's regathered it back up and is at the back of the field. So the race leader is still Thomas Sargent. Sargent leading the way from Longmore. Caruso now back to third, has got Harness right on his back bumper. Caruso and Harness still nose to tail as they head around the top of the circuit. That's the closest battle on the circuit. As Caruso across the start finish line, Harness in the 48, nose to tail now as they work their way through turn two into the S's. That's nose to tail up over the rise. And it's Caruso and Harness around the top of the circuit. Nothing between the second and third place runners as they work their way off the top turns. Caruso just getting the better run down the pit straight that time. out to about a 2-cart length lead at the line. Sargent continuing to lead as he prepares for the British Kart Grand Prix in the Coles Racing Team next month. So, 47 of Sargent leading the way. Longmore in second with a fair gap back now to the 3 of Caruso, who's got a harness back within a cart length now as they come across the start-finish line. Yellow lights are on for the incident down, or for the cart that's parked down there in turn number 1. So harness will have to focus her efforts for the end of the back straight now as they come up over the rise. Harness has a good run on Caruso here along the service potential back straight. Harness goes to the inside, but not close enough to affect the pass. They come off the top turns now, and here's Harness's chance, and Harness makes the move. Harness up into third position now. Caruso back there in fourth. So the yellow is still on down in turn 1. So no passing will be able to take place down there for the moment. The 48 of Harness still in third position. Your leader is Thomas Sargent. Well out in front. Fastest lap of the race, 33.268. The Tegra Australia Euro-Oz liveried cart. He comes across to complete 7 laps now. Will Longmore in second position, 3 seconds back. Caruso has made the pass back to third, and Harness is still right on his back bumper. So that battle still not resolved as they work their way through the S's and back over the rise. They head up the service potential back straight as they work away around the top of the circuit. Harness cannot do anything about Caruso for the moment. It's Sargent and Longmore. Sargent, Longmore, Caruso nose to tail with Harness. Hodges in the 63 behind them. Then it's Bailey Sweeney in the 8. So as the final lap is about to be commenced, it's Thomas Sargent under the white flag. He sets the fastest lap of the race with a 32.886. As Caruso in front of Harness still. On this last lap, it's still Sargent, Longmore, Caruso and Harness head to the top of the circuit. What can Harness do? Caruso in front. Harness tries to go to the inside. Not close enough to make the pass. Caruso covering the inside run, coming off the top turns. Harness now looking to go to the inside into the pit turn. But Caruso has her covered. And Caruso will come across to receive the checkered flag. A great battle there for third. Caruso taking the spot from Harness. Hodges then, Sweeney rounding out the running order. KA3 Juniors, heat number 3. A great battle there for third position. Whilst Thomas Sargent, 5.2 seconds ahead of the field, was able to take another victory. Now, leading the KA3 senior lights out will be Jason Cerevino. Cerevino on the pole. Here. Well, I think actually it's Sean Schubateri, actually. No, he's on the pole in the next one. So it's Connor Vidler on the pole. Shea Plewis on the outside of the front row. Jason Cerevino out of 3. Jared Whitty out of 4. Out of position 5, Mitchell Fredericks. Then it's Nicholas Riley out of 6. Out of 7 is Stuart Wiegland. And out of 8 is Sean Schubateri. So the KA3 senior lights, heat number 3, just getting into formation now. A bit of a gap between them. So I'm not sure what's going on with this first group of carts, which are actually the back of the the back of the grid. So it's a bit of shenanigans going on here, because it's the 9 and 4 that are the front row. So Vidlin and Plewis in the heat 1. It was Nicholas Riley from Jared Whitty and Sean Shibutari. Heat 2, it was Shibutari from Riley and Wiegland. And they will be coming from the back. Whitty from 4 on the outside of the second row. He had Dramas, lost a wheel. And Plewis off to a slow start there, Vidal. And, oh, Whitty again off the circuit, this time down in turn number 1. So our race leader is the 97 of Nicholas Riley. So Riley in the 97 leading the way as they come around the top of the circuit. But it's too wide coming off the top turn as the battle continues here. And Riley is your race leader from Shibutari. Then it's back to Cerevino. Behind Cerevino is Wiegland. Behind that is the 9 of Vidler. Then it's Fredericks and Plewis rounding out the field. So as the leaders head through the dip and up the back straight, and Shibutari in the 19 looking to get another race victory, but Riley is there in the 97 ahead of him and will not want to give up that front spot. The Dubbo driver in the Cosmic OMR Race Engines cart leading the way. The 19 of Shibutari is the next cart through. Then it's Cerevino, Wiegland, Fredericks, Vidler and Plewis rounding out the running order. The Whitty cart has been pulled away from the circuit, so no yellow flags out there in turn number 1. The trolley will need to go around the outside of the circuit to pick up the cart number 90. As the race leader comes across the start-finish line, Riley, Shibutari, first and second, a gap back then to Cerevino. Wiegland in fourth position, then a gap back further to Fredericks. And then it's Vidler and Plewis. Plewis now making a big run on Vidler, and Plewis through the dip will make the pass. Around the top of the circuit, Shibutari has closed in on the 97. They work their way through the pit turn. Riley, then Shibutari. Still a cart length the difference. Nose to tail. They work their way through the dip and up onto the back straight now. And it's Riley, Shibutari, nose to tail around the top of the circuit. The race leader is under plenty of pressure here as Riley and Shibutari work their way across the dogleg and down the front straight once again, completing half race distance now. So Riley doing a great job. The Dubbo driver just putting his cart exactly where it needs to be to stop any run from Shibutari. Shibutari, on that last lap, set the fastest lap of the race, a 33.462. Round the top of the circuit. Oh, Riley gets a bit squirrely coming off those top turns. And this could be a chance now for Shibutari to strike. No, he's lost ground, in fact, Shibutari, as Riley goes fastest, a 33.405 for Nicholas Riley. So Riley and Shibutari, a cart length, probably a half a cart length between first and second. Cerevino, then it's Wiegland, Fredericks, Plewis and Vidler rounding out the running order. At the top of the circuit, Shibutari has closed right up again. Good driving by the front two here in what has been a great battle from the get-go. And again, it's Shibutari that makes the mistake coming through the dogleg that time. Loses about two cart lengths on the race leader, Nicholas Riley, as the laps are counting down. They're on lap number 8. It's Dubbo's Nicholas Riley in the OMR Race Engines cart, leading the way from Sean Shibutari in the 19. They are nose to tail again around the top of the circuit as they head down the pit straight. Riley and Shibutari in a great battle. They head through the pit turn. This time they're still nose to tail. Riley holding the line. Shibutari looking to the inside into turn two. Now into the S's. Riley had to take the tighter line, but Shibutari couldn't make the most of it. The gap, two cart lengths as they head through the dip and up onto the service potential back straight. Great battle here for the lead. Riley and Shibutari mixing it up as they head towards the white flag. It's Riley in front in the 97 car, Shibutari in the 19 as they come across the start finish line for the final time. Shibutari with two cart lengths to make up as they head around the S's for this final time here in Heat 3 of the KA3 Senior Lights. Shibutari has got the momentum along the surface potential back straight as they head towards the Turn 8 shed. It's still Riley. Shibutari to the inside, coming off the top turns, and Shibutari has found his way through. He protects the inside line into the pit turn for the final time, and Shibutari comes to the start finish line. Riley makes a lunge. The gap at the line, 0.037 of a second. Shibutari hanging on from Nicholas Riley. Jason Cerevino, Stuart Wiegland is there in fourth, with Mitchell Fredericks and Shay Plewis just about a cart length and a half behind at the checkered flag. Connor Vidler will finish the race in seventh position. Well, what a great battle it was at the front of the field. Sean Shibutari getting his second race win of the day here in heat number three, ahead of Nicholas Riley. In heat two, it was a 1.5 second gap between first and second. In heat number three, it was 0.037. Tag restricted out onto the circuit now. James O'Callaghan in the 16 will start from the pole. Adam Martin in the 34 starts out of 2. Greg Jones in the 51 out of 3. Scott Chasen in the 32 starts out of position number 4. Then the heavies, John Macy in the 14. Benjamin Boots in the 28. Casey Fenton in the 8. Gary Hodges in the 68. The P-platers, Clint Oldfield, Damien Owen. Then it's Matthew Phelan, David Haviv, Jordan Maloney in the P11, not heading out onto the circuit. So 12 to greet the starter here. They're in good formation, hopefully a start this time by. As tag restricted, light and heavy. Have had one winner from two races in the lights. Scott Chasen won the lights battle. Casey Fenton won the heavies battle in the first heat. And it was Chasen and Fenton again in heat number two. Away and racing, Martin gets the jump, but Chasen goes to the inside. And oh, contact there. And it was O'Callaghan getting into the side of Chasen. And that has allowed the Greg Jones cart to head out into the front of the field. Martin is running in second. So two carts into the Kittilitta, O'Callaghan and Chasen. Unfortunately, won't have a chance to try and clean sweep the meeting as he is pulling his cart from the circuit. So Jones leads the way from Martin. They're under the yellow flag into turn number one. The leader of the heavies, Casey Fenton, in the 8 cart, will now just sit right on the back of these lights for the moment. Then it's the 14 of Macy. Hodges, Owen, Boots, Oldfield, Haviv, Phelan round out the 10 runners still left on the circuit. So as the leaders head down into the pit turn once again, it is the 34 of Martin out in front. Martin with Jones behind him, Fenton ride on his back bumper. Macy, the next cart through, ahead of the 6P of Owen. Hodges just dropping back a spot to Owen on that last lap. So Jones under pressure from 8 of Fenton. Here in the battle for second as they head up the service potential back straight. So as the leader, Martin. The 34 leads now by 1.4 seconds over Greg Jones. Casey Fenton's in an interesting position because he's the leader of the heavies class. Obviously, he'd like to get as many places as he could, but there's no point risking his position on the racetrack to try and grab a position on someone who's not in the same class as he is. And so I think Fenton is just running in the wheel tracks there of Jones. If an opening presents itself, and now we don't have the yellow lights down in turn one, if that opening presents itself, well then we can see him maybe make a move for second position. Otherwise, he can just stay there and grab the points for being the class leader and continue on his merry way, which will give him 3 wins from 3 race starts. John Macy is running in second in class. That's the driver from Griffith in the Arrow Rotax cart, number 14. Macy is 4.4 seconds behind Fenton. So as the race leader completes lap number 6, it's Adam Martin leading the way. His fastest lap of the race just on that last lap, a 34.673. 34.673 for Adam Martin. He's the only driver in the 34-second bracket, and he's out to almost a 3-second advantage at the front of the field over Greg Jones and Casey Fenton, who run in second and third positions, but as we spoke about earlier, not battling for position. So the Baxter's Concrete, number 8 of Casey Fenton, leading the heavies battle, as he has done for the majority of the day. Damien Owen now in the P6, one of the lights runners there, had a DNF in heat number 2, but is coming back strong here and making the most of the mistake of others, and is now running third in class, so that will go a long way to rebounding from the DNF in heat number 2, if you're not aware. 4 heats over the course of the weekend, you drop your worst result from the 4 heats, which then sets the grid positions for the final later tomorrow. So heat 4 and the finals all out tomorrow morning, or starting from 9 a.m. here at Circuit Mark Webber. So Martin, Jones, Fenton, Owen, Macy, Hodges, Oldfield, Phelan, Boots and Haviv is your running order, as the white flag is out now for Martin. Martin, a 34.5 second lap, so still in the 34s here, as he set the fastest lap of the race on lap 7 with a 34.415. Jones has got away from Fenton now, and those two had a good battle for most of the race, but as it wasn't a battle for position, you didn't see much venom in the two. They've driven very, very cautiously in the checkered flag waving for Adam Martin. The Leela Marks Rotax Cart 34 takes the victory. Greg Jones home in second. Casey Fenton, the Baxter's Concrete Praga Cart from Albury, wins the heavies in heat number 3, with Damien Owen behind him, the first of the lights P-platers. Then it's Macy, Oldfield and Hodges. Phelan and Boots will round out the running order. The tag restricted heavy heat number 3 in the book. Up next will be the Cadet Nines here at the third round of the Southern Stars series. Well, a bit of shenanigans off the start. Unfortunately for the 12, Carlin Phelan, his cart is not able to go out and have a start. And then we had the situation of Darcy Balding and the 7 of Josh Hart. So they have only just got themselves going, the 15 and the 7, because they had spun out down in turn 1 on their first time down the front straight. So looking for a start this time by Darcy Balding's on the pole, Sebastian Ruiz on row 2. Balding's had the measure of Ruiz so far this weekend. In fact, Blake Strode is going to start on the outside of the front row. Balding, oh, Ruiz sideways. Strode spins off the circuit. And unfortunately, it looks like Strode might get himself bogged there. So it's Balding leading the way from Ruiz and Hart. So Strode out of the cart and will pull himself from the circuit. And that is a shame, because Strode showed some very good speed in heat number 2 earlier today. So the race leader is Darcy Balding. Balding and Ruiz nose to tail now. Yellows are out down the bottom of the circuit, and Ruiz has just made the pass under the yellow. He's let Balding go back, so that should be all right. As they work their way up the back straight, this time Ruiz makes a move on the outside and he gets the pass done. So Balding back to second around the top of the track. It is Ruiz in front of Balding through the pit turn now, and Ruiz leads the way. Ruiz, Balding, then Hart. We've got the 3 carts remaining on the circuit. Balding missing the apex there for turn 2, and that's going to give Ruiz some breathing space now. So on lap number 3, Ruiz gets about 4 cart lengths advantage over Balding as they work their way around the outside. As they work their way through the pit turn, it's Ruiz, then it's the 15 of Balding. Hart in the 7 as the service potential. Back straight, it's Ruiz and Balding. Hart runs in third as Sebastian Ruiz with his biggest lead today, 0.7 of a second. Just handling these cooling conditions better than Balding, it appears. The fastest lap of the race, a 38.321. In the Ruiz construction, number 28. Darcy Balding in the 15. Josh Hart in the 07. Running in third. He's 3.7 seconds back of Darcy Balding. So Ruiz, Balding and Hart leading the way. Balding shutting down the gap now on Ruiz with 0.5 of a second the difference. It's down from 0.8 of a second on the previous lap. So the Country Charm, yes, number 15 of Darcy Balding, building up momentum as the race leader around the top of the circuit. Balding closing the gap still on Ruiz in the Ruiz construction, cart 28. The Tony cart at the front of the field. Balding out to a half a second gap between himself and Ruiz. So he's got some ground to make up. There's Ruiz and Boulding. No, his gap 0.5 of a second. Then it's back to Josh Hart in the 7 cart, running in third. Unfortunately, Blake Strode off in turn 1, and Carlin Phelan having mechanical problems, which he was unable to get that cart out here in heat number 3. So Sebastian Ruiz leading the way. Ruiz from Boulding, and the gap 0.7 of a second, but it looks like Boulding has closed that down going through the S's that time. Boulding on a good charge here as they head up the back straight around the top of the circuit, and Boulding, he is definitely closer as they come. A bit of a twitch from the Ruiz cart going into the pit turn. At the line, 8 laps completed, and the gap is now 0.3 of a second. Ruiz and Boulding. Ruiz looking for his first win here in the Southern Star Series at Circuit Mark Webber in 2016. It's been Boulding that's had his measure, and now Boulding has closed back up, right onto the back bumper with 1.5 laps left to travel. And what can Boulding do? Ruiz in to the pit turn for the penultimate time. He runs wide. He's into the grass. Cart up into the air, and Boulding will get the easy pass as Ruiz has to gather it back up onto the track. So Darcy Boulding is your race leader. Sebastian Ruiz with the fastest lap of the race, a 37.952, just got it out of control going through the pit turn on that final time. And as they head around the top of the circuit, it is Darcy Boulding who'll take 3 from 3 in the Country Charm Yas Arrow Kart from Grenfell. The 15 of Darcy Boulding takes the victory. Ruiz home in second, and Hart will close out the race in third position. So some good racing there in the Cadet 9s. The Cadet 12s are up next. Riley Watson's in the 75. We'll start from the pole. Henry McLansborough in the 77 out of position number 2. It's Matthew Hansford Taylor in position 3. Josh Sargent in position 4. Luke Van Zanten in 5. William Cozzi in the 9. Ryan Preen in the 33. Noah Sands in the 65. Ryan Kennedy in the 30. Zach Bates in the 24. Joseph Waddell by the 16. Max Assay in the 13. And Hamish Fitzsimmons in the P6. So, Cadet 12's action so far. Heat number 1, the victory was Noah Sands from Watson and Bates. In Heat 2, it was Sargent, Watson and Sands. So, 2 different winners from the first 2 outings. As Watson and McLansborough. Watson and McLansborough on the front row. Hansford Taylor and Sargent on the second row. Should be an interesting battle here. So come to green and racing. It's the outside row that gets the best of the jump. Sands has done well too. He's up into fourth position as Sargent goes up the inside of Watson, who just slid wide. And But Sergeant, who is your race leader? Watson is in second, McLansbury in third, Sands in fourth. As they head through the dip and up onto the surface potential back straight, race leader is Josh Sargent. Around the top of the circuit, and Watson trying to gather up as much track position as he can. McLansbury now with Sands on his back bumper, just falling away from the front two. Further back then to the six car, to the nine car of William Cozzi. In fact, William Cozzi in the nine is followed by Zach Bates. Bates then followed by Van Zanten, Hansford Taylor, Kennedy, Pring, Fitzsimmons, Waddell, and Assay. Our leaders head along the surface potential back straight towards the turn 8 shed and then into turn 9, and it looks like Sargent is able to hang on to Watson, and Sargent in the 74 leading the way here with the 75 right behind. Then it's Noah Sands in the 65. The 65 of Sands through the S's this time, running in third and starting to close in on the battle at the front of the field. Henry McLansbury, that's the Subway Bathurst cart, has got Cozzi and Van Zanten closing in on him, with Hansford Taylor, Kennedy and Fitzsimmons all starting to make their way forward. Zach Bates has dropped towards the back of the field. I didn't see what was the reason for that. As the 75, Watson up the inside of Sargent, the crisscross back as they go into turn two. It's working for Noah Sands, though, as he is closing in. So Noah Sands in the 65 works his way through the dip and up onto the back straight. It's a three-way battle at the front of the field. Sargent with the advantage at the moment. Behind him is Watson. Further back then to Sands, as the front three are separated by a half a second on the racetrack. As the 74 of Sargent, Sands up the inside of Watson, but Watson's able to hang on to that spot. Now Watson with the run up over the rise. It looked like, contact there between that Sargent and Watson as they went through the dip, and Watson and somehow Sargent have managed to keep going at the front of the field. So they worked their way around the top of the circuit. It has worked his way through the final turn, and Sargent is still the race leader. Watson in second, then it's back to Noah Sands in the 65. The 77 is McLansbury back in fourth position. Then it's Cozzi, Van Zanten, Hansford Taylor, Fitzsimmons, Kennedy, Pring, Waddell, Bates and Assay round out the running order. As the leaders round the top of the circuit, it's still Sargent holding off Riley Watson with Noah Sands sitting back there in third position. Still a big gaggle of carts in the battle from fourth on back, but they're all single file for the moment. As Watson is looking for a way past Sargent, he's got more pace at the end of the straight, but just can't find a way to use that to his advantage. They head up over the rise towards the dip and onto the surface potential back straight, and it's hard to know which way to look. The battle at the front, though, Watson to the inside of Sargent, and this time Watson gets it done. And Watson up the inside of Sargent. It's a crisscross out of turn 9, and they're side by side down the pit straight, but Watson has the line into the pit turn, and Watson will take the lead across the line on lap number 7. Watson leads the way from Sargent. The fastest lap of the race is Noah Sands. A 36.812 is the fastest lap of the race. McLansbury, as we've got one car pulling off the circuit, it's McLansbury who leads the battle of fourth on back with Van Zanten, Cozzi, Hansford Taylor. They're all looking and dodging and weaving, trying to find a way through, but at the moment, no one can grab the spot. It's race leader Riley Watson to complete lap number 8 from Josh Sargent, then back to Noah Sands. Through the S's for the penultimate time, And it's Watson. Looks like Sands is about to have a run on Sargent now. Now, a back marker of Hamish Maxisay could prove to be a factor here as Watson goes in too tight into turn number 8. And that allows Sargent and also Noah Sands to make a crisscross move. And now Watson goes from first to third as they head down into turn number 1. And Sands and Watson up the inside of Sargent to retake the lead back. Sargent dropped to third. And it's Sands who leads the way. Sands in the 65, your new race leader along the surface, potential back straight for the final time. They work their way around the top of the circuit. And Watson trying to make a move on Noah Sands as they come down the pit straight. There's plenty going on as Kennedy further back in the field is moving forward. But Noah Sands looks like he's picked his timing perfectly and takes his second victory of the day. Second place is Watson. Third place is Sargent. McLansborough still holding off the battle, but here comes Kennedy in the 30. And Kennedy has worked his way up. Oh, as a spinning car towards the end. And I think that might have been William Cozzie, in fact, who's gone off the circuit. Indeed it is. So it was William Cozzie who was heading down into the pit turn with Ryan Kennedy right on his back bumper. And unfortunately, he's overcooked it into the pit turn and off into the kitty litter. Zach Bates, who at one stage was 12th position, has driven his way back up to 5th place. Waddell in the 16, then it's Pring, Hansford Taylor, McLansborough, Van Zanten, Asahi as the final runner in 11th position. Cozzie having dramas in the final turn, and Hamish Fitzsimmons pulling off the circuit on lap number 7. So, an interesting cadets 12s. We head now to the tag 125, lights and heavies. Tag 125, light and heavy, forming up now. Brian Woolner will start from the pole in the 14. Cody West in the 7. Hayden Cox in the 21. Chris Cooper's in the 2. Kieran Doran's in the 25. And Jared Whitty is in the 90. The heavies, Tarnitha in the 37. Greg Williams in the 15. Robert Hogan in the 26. Lachlan Chancellor in the 22. Stephen Breschner in the 8. Robert Miller in the 54, Paul McCabe in the 82, Brad Miller in the 4, Darren Miller in the 27, Lance Horns in the 49, James Ordish is in the 17, and Brendan Shea is in the number 10. So, still with the tag, 125s, an open performance to complete the racing here on day one of the Southern Star Series. Heats 4 and the finals all up tomorrow. So, plenty of racing still to come here at Circuit Mark Webber this weekend. No start this time by, as the lights are just a bit too keen to get away. And Woolner getting into the dirt. We've got the 27, a broken tie rod on the 27 cart. So he needs to pull that one up. He hasn't picked up that he's broken the tie rod yet. Unless he hasn't got a way of stopping that cart. So that's Darren Miller, who pulls himself from the circuit. I think he was starting in the final starting position, actually, Miller. Yes, he was in position 12. Actually, no, he was starting in position 13, so that was in the middle of the pack. So Woolner and West, your front row in the lights, as they get set for a start this time. Away and racing, and it is West who gets the best of the jump from the lights, and Williams who gets the jump in the heavies as West runs wide. And all his hard work off the start has come to nothing because he's at the tail end of the lights battle. That leaves Woolner at the front of the field with Cox also battling it out in second position. They work their way around the top of the circuit. And it is Woolner who is your race leader in cart 14. Now, watch as they come through. Woolner, then Cox in the 21. Weddy in the 90. Then it's back to the 25 of Doran. Cooper, West, Chancellor's the first of the heavies in the 22. Trying to make a move now on the 7 cart of Cody West. Then it's back to Williams, Hogan, Ether, Miller, McCabe, Ordish, Horn, Shea, Breschner, and Brad Miller rounding out the running order. So as the 14 of Brian Woolner leading the way sets the fastest lap of the race, a 33.174. Hayden Cox in second position is now 0.6 of a second back, with Whitty a further 0.3. They head along the surface potential, back straight, and Doran, Cooper, West, Chancellor. Then it's Hogan who's moving forward, past Greg Williams now. Tarn, Ether and Paul McCabe, Robert Miller, Lance Horn, then it's Ordish, Shea, Breschner and Brad Miller rounding out the running order. A cart spinning at the top of the circuit. As about gathering it back up in time, but coming back onto the circuit, I think that might be James Ordish, actually. Yes, it is the 17 card of Ordish. He's had a disappointing day, to say the very least. As Miller, Brad Miller, final card across the start-finish line in 17th position. So our battle in the lights at the front of the field. Woolner still leads the way, but Hayden Cox was the fastest. It's now Jared Whitty who's the fastest. The top three have Constantine it all back together. It's a cart length between first and second, then a cart length between second and third as they head towards the turn 8 shed and around the top of the circuit. So as a race leader, Woolner under some pressure now. Hayden Cox trying to close up that gap. Cox across the start-finish line in second. Woolner seems to have his measure. Whitty back there in third, just not putting the pressure on, but going fastest of all, a 32.637, his fastest lap of the race. The MIA powder coating number 14, the FA card of Woolner, just opened up the door. Cox went through. They came together at the top of the circuit, and Jared Whitty is now your race leader with a very handy margin. So Jared Whitty is leading the way from now Cox and Woolner. Doran's the next car through in the 25 with Cooper behind him. Then it's Cody West. Robert Hogan is now the leaders of the headies battle in the B in R cart 26 with Lachlan Chancellor behind him. Then you go further back to the Tarn Ether cart, the 37. Greg Williams in the 15. Paul McCabe, Robert Miller, Lance Horn, Brennan Shea, Breschner and Ordish, with Miller about to go a lap down. So Miller out on the circuit. So Jared Whitty just getting caught by the back marker. We've got a yellow at the top of the circuit. So the race leaders heading through the pit turn. And now the leaders all pass Brad Miller. But it has shaken up the gaps between the front three. Whitty lost a bit of ground. His gap now is 0.8 of a second. As they head up the back straight, the service potential back straight once again. This Cooper Doran battle has continued. Cooper in the two, now ahead of Doran, but they've still got the back markers to contend with. White flag is out, and it's Cooper up the inside of the back marker. Now the just getting shoehorned out the way. So the race leader heads towards the checkered flag now. Jared Witte will take the victory. Jared Witte takes the win. Cox was right on his back bumper. Then it's Woolner. Further back is Cooper. Then it's Doran. West rounds out the lights runners. The first of the heavies is Hogan. Chancellor is the 22. The 37 is Ether. Williams is the 15. McCabe. Then it's Robert Miller. Lance Horn. Brendan Shea. Then it's Ordish, Breschner, and Brad Miller was one lap down. So open performance to close out the first day of the Southern Stars Series next here at Circuit Mark Webber. Away and racing here in open performance, and it's Jack Westcombe Casey who gets the jump off the start. Stephen Martin's jumped into second position as they work their way around the top of the circuit, past the turn 8 shed, and into the final top turn to come down the pit straight now. And Westcombe Casey in the 88 leading the way to complete lap number one. It's Martin next with Nipperus. Then behind Nipperus you've got McCabe in the 66, Peace in the 46, and Humphreys in the 14. As they work their way up over the rise, it's still Westcombe Casey leading the way, but Martin looking to go to the inside as Nipperus goes around the outside in the 16 cart to take second spot. So Westcombe Casey and Nipperus now nose to tail as they head down into the pit turn. It's Westcombe Casey in the 88. Nipperus in the 16. The 2 is Martin, the 66 McCabe, as they work their way around the back section of the circuit along that surface potential back straight and into the top turns once again. Westcombe Casey leading from Nipperus as the 88 under all sorts of pressure from the 16. As they head through the pit turn and across the start-finish line. The gap, 0.097 of a second. Nipperus with the fastest lap of the race, a 32.221. He gets up onto the back of Westcombe Casey, through the dip, up onto the service potential back straight. They're side by side, Westcombe Casey and Nipperus. Nipperus tries to cut back to the inside, but Westcombe Casey has him covered for the moment. Martin still runs in third with McCabe runs in third with Martin behind him. Then it's Peace and further back then to Humphreys. As Nipperus looking for a way past Westcombe Casey, but at the moment Westcombe Casey has him covered. It's open performance, heat number 3, as to the inside, Nipperus tries to make a run. And Nipperus just working around the top turns. Westcombe Casey doing a good job here after getting a great start at the front of the field. Westcombe Casey into turn number one. The gap that time, 0.198 of a second. A whole tenth of a second larger gap than the previous lap. So close. So these front two along the service potential back straight. And then towards the top turns, it's Westcombe Casey and Nipperus out in front. McCabe not getting away from these two now. As Westcombe Casey and Nipperus thought about a move to the inside into turn number one. That's got him a bit squirrely going in there and almost opened the door for John McCabe to try and make a move. So Westcombe Casey and Nipperus with McCabe now starting to drop back slightly. Around the top of the circuit once again, and it's Westcombe Casey, Nipperus, McCabe, all three concertinaing back together as we have 7 laps completed this time by. And McCabe out in, Westcombe Casey out in front. Nipperus in the 16. Fastest lap of the race on lap 6, a 31.803. Westcombe Casey's fastest lap, a 31.910. And John McCabe's fastest, a 31.838. A good battle here in the fading light at Circuit Mark Webber as open performance. Heat number 3 is round to 2 remaining laps. Westcombe Casey with the advantage over Matthew Nipperis with John McKay back there in third position. They work their way through the S's and up over the rise. It's Westcombe Casey, Nipperis, McCabe, first, second and third. As they work along the service potential back straight, all three closing in on each other. It's still no opportunity for anyone to make the pass. Westcombe Casey doing a good job here, putting his cart in exactly the right place as he comes under the white flag. Westcombe Casey into the S's for the final time. Nipperis right on his back bumper. It looks like it was McCabe that was checked up. He's lost a bit of ground now. It's a battle of two as they head along the service potential back straight. Westcombe Casey holding the 16 of Nipperis at bay as they come off the top turns for the final time. It's Westcombe Casey in the 88. Nipperis in the 16. Westcombe Casey squirrely into the pit turn. Can Nipperis do anything coming off the final turn? No. Westcombe Casey will take the victory. Nipperis home in second, John McCabe home in third, Martin in fourth, Peace in fifth, and Humphreys in sixth position.